I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. A lot of good stuff this evening. Thanks so much in our first segment. We talked a little bit of football with offensive lineman Aiden Hartnett, big country from American Heritage Plantation. And then University of Miami 2027 commitment, Kenton Dobson III from Miami Norland. So got things underway, kind of opened things up to end the first hour. We turn to Marcus Benjamin from Keynes County. Marcus, thanks so much for taking the time. And tell you what, these camps, these off-season things, these commitments, what a great time to be a football fan.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the great times of the year for you and I, because we get to see a lot of young players really kind of show their stuff at camps. And for me particularly, I get to go to see the players coming in for official visits at Miami. So it's an exciting time for sure.
Yeah, let's take a look at this 2026 class. This is you got a 5-star legit, one of the best in the country in Jackson Cantwell, kid that came out of Missouri. He's the blueprint for offensive linemen, 6'7", 325 pounds. And with him and a couple of the other linemen, today's news of Ryan Moret committing to Mississippi may not have stung as much as it would have if they didn't land all these players, like a Joel Irvin, who I heard has had just a monster spring at Fort Myers at 6'6", 330 pounds. Talk about this class, because this is shaping up to be a darn good class.
Well, Blue, you kind of hit it on the head. First off, with the offensive linemen, this offensive line class is arguably already one of the best in the country, and it's needed because Miami's probably going to see anywhere from about 4 offensive linemen leave this team just due to graduation and just kind of graduating to the NFL. So Miami is trying to bulk up the offensive line and just make sure there's a solid amount of depth for the next couple of years. So that's kind of what jumps out to me. Of course, he's got the number one recruit in Jackson Cantwell committing to the class, as well as Joel Irving, who I absolutely love. He can play inside or outside. I could see him likely being the next starting left tackle for Miami, maybe not next season, but maybe for the following season that he is on campus. So I think this offensive line class is deep, it's talented, and there's plenty of upside for Alex Mirabal and Mario Cristobal to work with.
Yeah, and they're all 6'6", 6'7", which doesn't hurt, because you have Ben Congdon, a kid that comes from Ohio, is a nationally rated wrestler. Like I said, everybody has some additional, what else they could do. In addition to the offensive line, they landed, obviously, one of the best running backs in the state of Florida, a kid that we had an opportunity to watch in the state championship game last year for West Boca and Javion Mallory. He got hurt, actually, didn't play much but and then you got a quarterback who's following in the tradition of some of the others in Darian Coleman. So along with them, and I got a chance to see Jalen Waters this last week. Armwood was over at the USF 7-on-7. So I got a chance to watch him. Seen Jordan Campbell many times. Jordan Campbell, who's a kid who a lot of people don't realize, but he played last year in the Under Armour game as a junior and was one of the better tacklers. So Miami's got these kids that are, you know, proven type of commodities. That's got to be a really good sign as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Jordan Campbell is one of the more outstanding talents I think you have in this commitment list, just because, I mean, this is a kid that has played offense, played defense, played basically every position at linebacker, but is settling at the edge position to rush the passer, which I really think is his strong suit, and he can really excel in that role. And another player I just kind of want to mention, I think is maybe somewhat underrated, is Jontavious Wyman. I think this kid is a really talented defensive back out of Jonesboro, Georgia, and he can also help with the return game as well. From what I've seen with this class, Miami is looking to get players who can play multiple positions. And that's kind of what you see with the defensive backs that they got, with Camden Portis. Obviously, he's a Miami legacy, son of Miami great Clinton Portis, and also Jalen Waters. These are players that can play cornerback, nickel, and possibly safety. And some of these guys can return kicks as well. As well as all of these offensive linemen can play multiple positions. And Darion Coleman is a dual threat quarterback. I think people kind of get lost with how great he throws the football because it kind of just flicks off of his arm. But he can also rush the football if needed. So Miami's got plenty of talented players in this class that can do multiple things on the football field.
Yeah, we got a chance to watch him in action against Malachi Toney. They squared off in the state championship game. It was tough to tell who was a quarterback prospect. Malachi had a hell of a game, obviously, and that shows you. What's the rest of the summer going to be looking like for this program? I know that they're finishing up this week. They have two camps, I believe Wednesday and then again Sunday. Then they take, 3 weeks off, and then they come back at it again and get ready for the season. But do you expect some more maybe commitments, or do you expect some NILs or anything, transfers, anybody maybe on the horizon, or are they maybe finished?
Well, yeah, I mean, in the next couple of weeks, I do expect Miami to add a few players. I think it's going to be kind of a player to commit probably every week from what I hear. You know, Miami has a player that's silently committed at this point, but don't want to reveal who it is. So I would imagine that, you know, that player probably either commits this week or maybe next week. And then after this upcoming weekend, because you got a ton of kids coming in on next weekend, including, you know, the hometown two-sport player, Jason Lopez. You just had a two-sport player visit last weekend in Calvin Russell, and now you have another Jason Lopez, and plus other players are coming in for that last official weekend. Plenty of talent. I have a full list on KingsCounty.com of all of the visitors coming in. So I expect Miami to be very busy in these next couple of weeks with commitments in particular.
Sounds good. Good stuff. We'll have you on about a couple of weeks from now. We'll break down what you guys are doing, new deal for you, and a really good thing recruiting-wise, and we'll let everybody know where they can go and find all the good stuff. Marcus, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Blue. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Marcus Benjamin from Keynes County. He has some big news coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll have him back on. He can talk about that. More recruiting coverage. Awesome. It's best when that could happen. That's going to wrap up hour number one. Do not go away when we start things off at about 7:05. Coach Charles Huff, the head coach at Southern Mississippi, will join us.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.